easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service. Located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. House lawmakers passing a measure to sanction the International Criminal Court after its top prosecutor recommended criminal war crime charges against Israeli leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Senate likely won't take up the symbolic bill. Hamas says it won't accept the latest proposal from Israel unless there's a guarantee of a permanent ceasefire. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller says a temporary pause is needed first so talks can begin on ending the war.
Because without a ceasefire, we're not even at that point. We just have a continued military campaign and continued death and destruction inside Gaza, and hostages continue to be held away from their loved ones.
President Biden is taking executive action to cap the number of migrants crossing into the U.S. illegally to help with the surge at the border. It will not affect asylum seekers at legal ports of entry. Triple-digit heat taxing residents in the west and southwest states of the U.S. Temperatures in Phoenix set to top 110 today. This is ABC News. Another recall issued, this time involving more than 100,000 popular Toyota vehicles.
Toyota says debris from the manufacturing process could have contaminated the engine in certain 2022 to 2023 Tundras and Lexus LX 600 models. That could cause the main bearings to fail, resulting in an engine stall and loss of drive power. Impacted vehicles could put off an engine knocking or rough sound, or the engine may not start at all, or it could stall out. A remedy is under development by Toyota. A fix is not yet clear. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The majestic bald eagle making a comeback, removed from the federal government's endangered species list and now New Jersey's state list, too.
Back in the 1980s, a single nesting pair of bald eagles was set up in remote Cumberland County, New Jersey. Since then, the birds have been busy. Environmentalists say as of last year, there were more than 260 nesting pairs across the state, thanks to habitat restoration and a ban on the insecticide DDT.
ABC's Sherry Preston, I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Three people are now facing criminal charges in connection with the 2020 fake electors scheme in Wisconsin. State Attorney General Josh Call is charging Kenneth Chesbro, James Troupas, and Michael Roman. The lawyers for Donald Trump orchestrated a plan for fake electors to file paperwork falsely, claiming Trump won Wisconsin and not Joe Biden. Wisconsin Democrats meet for their state convention in Milwaukee this weekend. State Party Chair Ben Wickler says they have a chance to take back the state assembly majority.
We are currently 35 out of the 99 seats. If Democrats win 15 seats, they get a 50-seat majority in the state assembly, and we're fighting for at least that number.
Wickler speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Eau Claire Police Department is looking for the public's help to identify a suspect in a strange robbery. According to a Facebook post, law enforcement authorities are looking for a suspect now dubbed the Brisket Bandit. The man is accused of breaking into the Northside victim's backyard overnight and stealing about 12 pounds of meat that the family was smoking overnight. A video of the encounter can be found on the Eau Claire Police Department's Facebook page. Anyone with information should contact authorities. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting applications for the 2024 Learn to Hunt Deer program at Sandhill Wildlife Area. Applications will be accepted through July 1st. The program combines classroom instruction and hands-on field experience with a mentored hunt on thousands of acres of intensively managed wildlife habitat. This is open to young hunters aged 12 to 15, but adults 16 and up without previous experience hunting deer with a firearm may also apply. A chaperone must accompany all hunters. Registration for the program is $40. The dates for the workshop are August 21st, 23, and 24. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Darlene Yvonne Roberts, age 85, of Park Falls. Wells died on Friday, May 24th, at the Naples Health and Rehabilitation Center in Naples, Florida. She is survived by her three children, Michael Roberts of Park Falls, by Dawn Roberts of Baraboo, and by Michelle Tabor. The following is a special sports presentation of 98Q Country, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Get up! Get out of here! Go!
Back at the track! Gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone!
Turns around, watches it, it is gone!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get up! Get up!